Welcome to the Summary Podcast, presented by Suncoast Venture Studio. The Summary takes dense, complex topics and breaks them down into engaging, approachable conversations for everyone involved in building something extraordinary on the Suncoast. Join us on our journey as we explore a constantly shifting landscape of insights, ideas, and fascinating tidbits. Let's get started.
Welcome back to The Summary, a Suncoast Venture Studio podcast. Today, we're going to be taking a deep dive into Moat Marine Laboratory and Aquarium, and we've got their 2023 annual report and a historical overview document here to give us a well-rounded understanding of how this organization has become such a global force in marine research and conservation.
Yeah, it really is an incredible story. And I think one of the things that impresses me most is just how they've stayed true to this vision of oceans for all. It really speaks to their commitment to, making a difference, not just for the marine world, but for humanity as a whole.
Oceans for all. Yeah. I love that. It makes me think about that quote from William R. Moat, their namesake. For generations, we have been taking from the sea. Now it's time to start giving back. Sets a powerful tone, don't you think?
Absolutely. It's a call to action, you know, recognizing that we need to have a more balanced and responsible relationship with our oceans. And you can really see how that philosophy has shaped Moat's growth over the years. They've built their success on what they call these three pillars: passion, partnership, and philanthropy.
Okay, so let's break down these pillars a little bit. Starting with passion, think about the legacy of their founding director, Dr. Eugenie Clark, the Shark Lady. Her dedication to research and education continues to inspire the entire organization, from their 300 staff members to their 1,300 volunteers and 10,000 members.
Yeah, and it's just amazing how that passion ripples outwards. It creates this incredible network of people who are so dedicated to Moat's mission. And then you've got the partnerships, which are equally impressive. They really understand that they can't do it alone, whether it's collaborating with local shark fishermen to gather data, or working with 58 nations on the Global Finprint Project to track shark populations worldwide. They're constantly seeking out ways to work together and to achieve a greater impact.
Yeah, and their International Marine Science Diplomacy Initiative really highlights the commitment to global collaboration. I mean, they're working with scientists in Japan, Chile, and Korea on technologies to control harmful algal blooms. And they've even established a cooperative marine research program with Israel, focusing on aquaculture and marine biotechnology.
And what I think is so fascinating about this initiative is its ability to transcend political boundaries. Dr. Michael P. Crosby, Moat's president and CEO, put it perfectly when he said, "Even when international relationships are tense or limited, marine science can open doors to collaboration and communication for the good of our shared waters."
It's a powerful reminder that we're all connected by the ocean and that science can be a bridge between cultures and nations. And speaking of science, let's dive into some of Moat's research highlights from the past year. Did you know that they've tracked over 170,000 tagged fish released from their hatcheries? One snook was even detected almost 6 years after its release.
It's incredible how technology allows us to follow these fish and to really learn about their movements and behaviors. And it's not just about tracking fish. Moat is doing cutting-edge research in so many different areas. They're even investigating how to purify cancer-fighting proteins from sharks.
That's right. And the newly separated protein is showing 400 times greater activity than the original mixture. Imagine the potential implications for medical research.
And their Climate and Acidification Ocean Simulator, CAOS, is another amazing tool. They're able to simulate different ocean conditions, which allows them to study the impacts of climate change on marine ecosystems in a really controlled environment.
They're even using CAOS to investigate what they call submarine seeps in the Gulf of Mexico. And these are areas where fresh water from the upper Floridan aquifer, this massive underground reservoir, enters the Gulf. And they're trying to determine whether these seeps could be influencing red tide blooms.
It's fascinating how interconnected these systems are. And Moat is really at the forefront of understanding those connections and what it all means for the health of our oceans.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. For sure. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Are you a seasoned founder, retired executive, or industry leader with expertise to share? At Suncoast Venture Studio, we're building Florida's Venture Coast, a hub for innovation and high growth startups. And we need your talent. Join us as a mentor, advisor, or collaborator. Help shape the next wave of scalable startups. Guide entrepreneurs through pivotal moments and stay connected to the excitement of venture creation. Whether you're offering insights, joining an advisory board, or getting hands-on with ideation, your experience can make a lasting impact. be part of something bigger. Together, we'll create thriving ventures and a vibrant ecosystem right here in Southwest Florida. Visit suncoast.studio to connect with us and start building Florida's Venture Coast.
And it's not all high-tech labs and global collaborations. They're also deeply committed to these hands-on conservation and rescue efforts right here in our own backyard.
Absolutely. And their work in this area is truly inspiring. Just in 2023 alone, they rescued 40 manatees and 54 sea turtles from the devastating effects of red tide. And they even helped 5 manatees who were displaced by Hurricane Idalia.
Oh, wow. It's heartwarming to know that there's this dedicated team out there that's ready to respond to these emergencies and to give these animals a second chance. And they also have that 24-hour hotline for stranded marine animals.
Yeah, you know, it's incredible to think that they answered over 860 calls this year. Everything from disentangling dolphins caught in fishing gear to rescuing sea turtles that are sick or injured. It really highlights their commitment to protecting the marine life in our waters.
And we can't forget about MOAT's leading role in coral reef restoration. You know, they've been working tirelessly for years to restore these vital ecosystems. Did you know that they've planted over 215,000 corals on Florida's coral reef since 2008?
Wow. Coral reefs are like these underwater cities. You know, they're just teeming with life. But they're facing so many threats these days, from pollution and climate change to destructive fishing practices. And so MOAT's restoration efforts are really helping to rebuild these critical habitats, coral by coral.
And remember that unprecedented heat wave that we had in 2023? I mean, MOAT actually evacuated thousands of corals from their offshore nurseries to protect them from those extreme water temperatures.
Talk about a rapid response. I mean, they literally had to pack up these delicate corals and move them to cooler waters just to ensure their survival. It really shows just how dedicated they are to coral conservation. And that dedication extends into their labs as well. I mean, they're breeding corals, raising thousands of coral offspring from 5 different species, all to help increase genetic diversity and resilience.
And their International Coral Gene Bank is another critical piece of the puzzle. They're preserving corals that are at risk of extinction, creating this living library of genetic material that could be vital for future restoration efforts. They added 750 new corals to the gene bank this year, including 6 new species.
It's like creating a backup system for the future of coral reefs, a safety net for these incredibly valuable ecosystems.
Now, MOAT's work goes beyond just research and conservation. They're also incredibly passionate about education and outreach. You know, they really want to inspire that next generation of ocean stewards. And they had a record-breaking year last year, reaching over 63,000 children and adults through their various education programs.
Wow.
And they're not stopping there. They're building the MOAT Science Education Aquarium, or MOAT CA. It's going to be this state-of-the-art facility designed to immerse visitors in the wonders of the ocean.
And to inspire them to learn more.
MOAT CA is going to be a game changer for marine science education in our region. I mean, just think about it. They'll be able to provide no-cost programs to 70,000 local students every year. It's going to be a hub for hands-on learning, with cutting-edge teaching labs focusing on ocean technology, marine ecology, and biomedical research.
And it's not just for kids. They're also going to have STEM workforce training labs to give interns and program participants real-world experience in marine science fields.
MOAT CA really embodies their Oceans for All vision, making marine science accessible and engaging for everyone. Now let's shift gears a little bit and take a journey back in time to explore MOAT's remarkable history.
Okay.
From a single room lab to a global institution, their story is truly a testament to the power of vision, dedication, and that unwavering belief in the power of science to make a difference. It all started with the passion of Dr. Eugenie Clark, the Shark Lady, and the incredible generosity of Anne and Bill Vanderbilt, who provided that first lab space back in 1955.
It's amazing how a single room can spark something so extraordinary. And the local community really embraced MOAT from the very beginning, especially the fishermen. They shared their knowledge of the waters, providing these valuable insights and resources that really helped to shape MOAT's early research.
Yeah, that connection to the community has always been at the heart of MOAT's identity. And as they've grown, expanding their research programs and facilities, they've never lost sight of that connection. Their early focus was on sharks, red tide, and the overall health of Sarasota Bay. It's incredible to see how far they've come since those early days.
Over the decades, they've really established themselves as leaders in fields like fisheries research, coral reef restoration, and marine mammal conservation.
And they've been pioneers in distance learning, bringing the wonders of the ocean to students all over the world through programs like the JASON Project and Sea Trek.
And the establishment of Moat Aquaculture Park was another huge milestone, demonstrating their commitment to sustainable seafood production and stock enhancement.
And through it all, Moat has never stopped adapting and evolving, always seeking new ways to remain at the forefront of marine research and conservation. Their journey is truly an inspiration. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Are you a leader sitting on untapped potential? Have a solution to a pressing industry challenge? Or a groundbreaking concept waiting to take flight? At Suncoast Venture Studio, we specialize in transforming ideas into venture-scale businesses that solve real-world problems and drive lasting impact. We're more than just a venture studio. We're your innovation partner. Whether it's unlocking value from corporate innovation, translating university research into commercial ventures, or addressing systemic issues in government and beyond, we have the tools, expertise, and network to bring your vision to life. Let's transform challenges into opportunities and ideas into thriving ventures. Together, we're not just launching startups. We're building Florida's venture coast. Ready to make an impact? Visit suncoast.studio
to connect with us today. We've been exploring the remarkable journey of Moat Marine Laboratory and Aquarium, from its humble beginnings to its status as this global leader in marine research and conservation. Yeah, it has been quite a journey. And, you know, as we wrap up this deep dive, I'm just really struck by the sheer scope of their work and their unwavering commitment to that oceans for all vision.
It really is inspiring. And I think what resonates most with me is their ability to kind of connect the dots between research, conservation, education, and community engagement. Yeah. They really understand that it's all interconnected.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, they're not just studying the ocean. They're actively working to protect it and to inspire others to do the same. And I think that's why their work is so vital, especially now, as our oceans face these unprecedented challenges, you know, from climate change, pollution, and overfishing.
Right. Yeah, it's a critical moment for our oceans. And Moat is definitely rising to meet those challenges head on. I'm curious, what do you think the future holds for Moat?
Well, I think they're really well positioned to continue to make significant contributions in the years to come. They've got the world-class facilities, the brilliant minds, and a deep passion for their mission. You know, I wouldn't be surprised to see them leading the way in areas like coral reef restoration, sustainable aquaculture, and, you know, developing these innovative technologies to address these emerging threats to ocean health.
I can't wait to see what groundbreaking discoveries and innovations come out of their labs. And I'm especially excited about the impact that Moat SCA is going to have on the next generation of scientists and conservationists. Just imagine all those young minds that will be inspired to pursue careers in marine science.
Yeah.
Because of their experiences at that incredible facility.
Yeah. It's going to be transformative, not just for the students, but for the entire community. You know, Moat SCA is going to be this hub for learning, discovery, and collaboration. It's really going to bring people together around this shared passion for the ocean.
Well, as we conclude our deep dive into Moat, we encourage you to explore further, visit their website, check out their social media, or even plan a visit to the aquarium. And most importantly, think about how you can be a part of the solution.
Yeah, we all have a role to play in protecting our oceans. And Moat is a shining example of what we can achieve when we combine passion, knowledge, and a commitment to action. You know, the journey towards a healthier ocean is a journey that we must all take together.
Until next time, keep exploring and stay curious about this incredible world beneath the waves. Thanks for joining us.